It's on this day. Hello. I hope you're all well in isolation. It's John Gibbons with Neil Atkinson and Rob Gutman. We've got two Liverpool defeats today, which is fairly heavy. But, you know, I've just got to take the dice as they're rolled. Not my fault. But we've got two Liverpool defeats, but they're interesting ones and the ones we can get our teeth stuck into. But before that, there's two Liverpool legends who've got birthdays today. Most importantly, Lizzie Doyle. Happy birthday to Lizzie. If you want to wish Lizzie happy birthday, send her a picture of dogs on Twitter, preferably your dogs if you can. If you've got a dog, send a picture of your dog to her on Twitter. If you can't, just any old dog, find it. Google cute dogs and send them to her. She'll be absolutely delighted, if not a bit confused when they all start coming in. But yeah, Lizzie Doyle, happy birthday to Lizzie. But slightly more famously from a Liverpool point of view, it is also Robbie. Well, for now, I mean, Lizzie's on the mark. She's done more recently. But it's also Robbie Fowler's birthday. He's 45 today. The man that we used to call God. He scored 183 goals in 369 appearances across two spells. He scored 30 in all comps, three seasons in a row between 94 and 97. But in a strange kind of way, and I'll start with you, Neil, you feel like he's been sort of fighting for his legacy ever since. He did an interview with James Pearce, mainly about his time in Australia, and he loves to get off, by the way, Robbie. Hates the whittle. can't believe he's got a house there. And loves to get off. But it does feel like, because I sort of reread his autobiography every now and again, and it's one, it feels like it's one big long "I was fucking boss," you know. And he sort of in this strange way sort of fighting for his legacy ever since.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting and valid point, to be honest with you, John. I think one of the issues is that there isn't in the peak years you've described, when he gets 30, 30, 30, or 31, 36, 31, more accurately, but when he's banging them in, there isn't the trophy.